The CEOs of the 350 biggest companies in the country are making more money now than in the past, and in some cases, a lot more. That's according to an analysis done by the Economic Policy Institute. Lawrence Michel is an economist there and worked on the report. He joins me. And Lawrence, when you looked at CEO compensation, what exactly did you find?
Well, we found that in 2017, CEO compensation, measured as all the wages, bonuses, and stock options and stock awards that CEOs received, shot up 17.6% to roughly $19 million. This is for the CEOs of the largest firms, the 350 largest firms in America.
And to what do you attribute that?
CEO compensation is tightly linked to the stock market, and CEOs cashed out a lot of options when the stock prices rose, and they received a lot of valuable stock. Now, people frequently misunderstand what that means, though. Sometimes people think that when CEO pay is tied to the stock market, that CEOs are being paid for performance. But CEOs are getting paid not when the stock of their firm does better than other firms, just when the stock market goes up, when the stock price goes up. So when the stock market rises by 19% and almost every firm sees a big jump in stock, then CEOs all get a big pay increase. And it's not really that they all started performing that much spectacularly.
It's the rising tide lifts all boats kind of philosophy here.
Yeah, it's not their performance. It's the performance of the stock market, not their performance, that's driving that overall increase in the stock market.
So is it safe to say then that in some way, at least, CEO pay is tied to the health of a segment of the economy? We all know the stock market is not the economy, but if the stock market is doing well, it kind of stands to reason, right, that the heads of companies on those stock indices would do fairly well too?
Well, when you look over the longer term, let's say back to 1978, we see that CEO compensation has grown by 1,070%, 1070. But the stock market grew about one-third less than that. So their CEO compensation has really taken off and grown much, much faster than either the stock market or profits. It's also fair to say that CEO compensation has grown far faster than the wages of the very highest earners. Those are the top 0.1%, the top 1,000th worker, who saw their wage increase by 308% since 1978, but CEOs did three times better than that. So CEO pay is not being set by the market for talent for very high wage earners, and it's not totally being set by stock prices, at least over the last four decades.
Are you finding any differences in places where maybe unions are stronger than others?
Well, it's absolutely true that one of the main reasons for the wage stagnation we have, especially for middle wage men, is that unions don't have much presence anymore in most markets. So it's something that keeps wages down, absolutely. And it not only affects union workers, non-union workers who worked in industries or occupations where unions had a strong presence would get a bump up in wages because of the union. The non-union employers would mimic the union firms and what they were doing because they didn't want their workers to go leave and go work for one of the unionized firms.
Would you imagine CEOs will continue to get higher pay continuing down the road? I mean, do you see any reason why this would change?
Yeah, I mean, CEO pay has grown excessively for four decades, and CEOs now make 312 times what a typical worker makes. It used to be just 30 times in 1978. I don't see any reason why we won't see CEO pay stay in this stratosphere and probably move ahead. The changes in the tax law, which encourages higher profits, higher stock prices, and stock buybacks, is going to fuel a big increase in CEO pay in 2018. Our data related to 2017. So I think the CEOs have a good future ahead of them.
Lawrence Michel is an economist at the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, D.C.